Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It is Dukes and Bell, guys, wrapping things up here on a Thursday in Paradise. Great crowd, man. So cool to get up in this neck of the woods. Carl and I were saying to start the show, we haven't been up in this neck of the woods, Johns Creek, Alpharetta, in a while. And a Joe's Sports Bar and Grill. I'm looking at the pizza menu, Carl, for something to go.
Yeah, man. The food is great.
I just looked at traffic. It's an hour and 45 minutes to get home. So I'm going to kick it and grab a pepperoni.
I hear you, man. Yeah, we got some friends in town. We're going to go meet for dinner tonight.
That's why you got tucked in pants.
Well, I wanted to take something home. But I'm like, I can't be greedy like that because we're going to go get dinner. But this is a great spot. I did have a snack earlier, which was great. What did you have? You had those cheese sticks.
Those cheese sticks, I mean, it was like Shrek's fingers. Those cheese sticks are so big. I mean, those suckers were huge and really tasty, sweet mozzarella. But, you know, great food. You know, it's your classic local sports bar upstairs here at Joe's in Jonesbridge Road. So hopefully come on down. If not, maybe next time. And I know a lot of guys are hitting us up on the text line saying, hey, what about our neighborhood bar? Well, tell your owner
correct. To
reach out to their Miller rep.
Yes.
And that's United Distributing. And we're doing this promotion with Miller. Miller Beer is here. Still a couple of Miller tchotchkes left for you guys to grab, but if you're rolling in right now. But we'll make this basically circumnavigate Metro Atlanta doing these Miller Lite beer bar appearances.
Yeah, I've been told we're going to be in Smyrna, I think, coming up. We're going to be in Acworth coming up. So we're talking about, you know, within the next few weeks. So we're going to be making our rounds, man, if you get a chance to come visit with us. I will tell you the coolest thing, and then we'll wrap up with Falcons, man, because we're getting ready tomorrow to get you to our official picks, our predictions, more importantly, how these games play out. We will get the perspective. B-Mac's going to join us tomorrow, NFL analyst for CBS. Got a lot of stuff in store for Friday. But as far as, you know, the games, the Falcons specifically, a lot of people have been wondering, like, okay, can they really turn this around?
Right.
And we got into this conversation last hour, and, you know, then we had our guest on and whatnot. But a guy hit me up, Mike, and he said, Dukes and Bell, I've been listening to you guys forever. I hear you saying that season where, you know, they can take advantage of it. And he brings up a great point. And he just said, what if they don't? Does that make this decision on what they do moving forward easier?
So much easier.
It does.
I mean, look.
It does.
I just think there's moments in the course of the season. You know, it's one thing if you win one game. But even though you may win four or five, six or seven games, to me it's how you lost the games and the coaching decisions. Look, players, this is the great chicken and the egg argument. Your players didn't execute. They made mental mistakes. The good teams don't do that because the good teams are coached up.
That's right.
You know, we can joke around about, you know, Bill Belichick. You know, maybe he gets back in the NFL with the Giants down the road. Who knows? But he's one of his disciples. You see it with Vrabel, with the Patriots. You'll see it tonight. I don't think they're going to slip up against the Jets. He would not allow that to happen. We lose to teams we shouldn't,
yeah.
And then when it gets to crunch time, like those two or three plays or those four or five plays you need to make, we just can't seem to make. I think we've got some great talent. I know whoever inherits this team, That's another question. Does Arthur want a clean sweep? Because I think Fontenot has done some good and some bad. But historically, when you do blow out the coach and the general manager's been here for 5 years, he goes too.
So let's talk about this for a second. And maybe, you know, we'll run this gets into something for tomorrow. Mike, this offseason, we were told the only thing this team needed was a quarterback. Am I lying?
Nope.
Go back to Kirk Cousins being signed. And we talked to Raheem even during that time period. And we said, hey, what's going on? What made you make this decision? Kirk's is a great processor. He brings experience, right? I'm just taking you back.
Right.
Understand what I'm telling you here. And then we draft a quarterback in that same realm, okay? So we go get a guy and then we draft. What we were told was the team around that was supposed to be good enough. All we needed was to fill the void. The void's been filled. Kirk got his opportunity, and now our rookie quarterback is getting his. But yet the team and the winning hasn't changed. So was this team as good as we thought it was? What were the players that – because remember, that's what we were told, Atlanta. We were told, hey, we get a quarterback. I can't tell you how many people around the league, they just need a quarterback. Man, they get a quarterback, it's going to be different. Okay. Well, what's going on?
Yeah, I don't like the coaches. I don't like the assistant coaches. I think at the end of the day – It doesn't show up. The fans don't necessarily see this, but you see the end result. I think that you got a quarterback right now who's struggling. We've talked about it. I thought,
and it doesn't mean real quick, Mike, that he's going to struggle. Michael Penix could turn into an excellent quarterback,
but you got to help him get through this rough patch.
Yes.
That's the thing. I think they felt, well, you know, Zach Robinson, sure, he's never been an OC before, but you got Kirk Cousins. No, you don't. You got to mold a young quarterback. You don't know how to. You don't know how to help him. He's looking at you on the sideline. I was sitting there in Berlin. I saw it. I was right behind the bench. He's give me the play. Mm. Can you get the blank in play to me? Then I can go screw it up. I can at least get the play in so I can see what the hell the defense I'm looking at and trying to make this thing work. You're calling. So that's, to me, where this disconnect is. That's why Jimmy Lake got fired. That's why I think guys like, why are you so down on Raheem Morris? I go, he had his second chance and he blew it. Everyone in the league lobbied for Raheem Morris, from Mike Tomlin, you know, to Tony Dungy and everybody else, and Sean McVay, and he got his second chance, and he's blowing it right now, unless they make this turnaround, which defies logic.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to say. It's not over yet, but if he does not get this team to more dubs, being more competitive, winning these close games, you're right. That's how this probably will be looked upon when we look back at it and go, okay, here's how we view this. Every coaching tenure that we've been a part of here, we've said, what went wrong? Smitty won a lot of games. He's won the most games of any coach in Falcon history.
Right.
But at the end, it was time. Smitty was letting the small things happen, Mike, and we weren't winning the games.
Remember, we wanted him fired after the London against Detroit
trip,
in 2014.
Right? So you get to these points. Right. Dan Quinn, guys, he came in. It was great. He took us to a Super Bowl. At the end, He was doing everything to try to save his job, and it really wasn't working.
You had three years of nothing.
And so we get to these points, and it feels like all of a sudden this has been like warped speed, where we've gotten to this point, and it's like we're not supposed to be here yet. Ross supposed to be here, and we're supposed to be winning games and like being competitive, and we're not that we're not competitive. When I say that, I'm not putting the effort on the guys. Our guys are playing their asses off. The problem is, I think coaching has failed us in these critical football situational moments.
Right. Not every team in the NFL has a Bijan Robinson or Drake London.
Most don't.
You know, I mean, the New England Patriots don't. They found a way to get us.
Yeah.
You know, the Dolphins don't. You know, they've got Waddle, but they didn't. You know, they found a way to get it done. So we've got some pieces we're excited about. The young guys are starting to pop with Jalen Walker and Pierce Jr. But still, at the end of the day, You've lost games you should have won, and now you've got to win out. You've got to go 7-1 to get to 10-7. And I think most of us out there are listening today, driving in your cars, 10-7 is probably the seventh seed in the wild card.
I mean, you'd be pushing it the way things are going right now. I don't even know, Mike. 9 wins I don't think gets us in. That's where I'm at.
A lot of teams ahead of you have to really start to fall, have some injuries, and that may happen. But still, you look at the NFC West, look at the NFC North, and those are the teams that are loaded. I mean, we're talking about Eagles, that they're locked in. I don't see the Cowboys doing anything. But then you look at, you know, Minnesota is out. But it's Green Bay, and maybe Green Bay goes the other way. But Green Bay, Detroit, right? Certainly Chicago's hanging on. Then you look at the Rams. You look at San Francisco. You look at Seattle.
Yeah.
And those are all guys we're looking up at.
Say what you want. Caleb Williams, the last 2 weeks, has won games for the Bears. Put him on his back. I don't know if you guys are watching.
He's got confidence now. He hasn't had this confidence in 2 years.
2 weeks in a row, he's literally like, I got this. We're going to go down the field. And
our quarterback's going the other way. All right. But I don't blame him.
We got to see where this goes. Friday, big show. Make sure you're here, 2 o'clock. Hey, thanks to everybody out here at Joe's Sports Bar.
Give yourself a round of applause. The best studio audience in Alpharetta.
Phil, thank you. Phil's winning a lot of money, apparently, Mike. He's happy.
Phil apparently is killing on Keno. Phil just ordered a limo, and there's 5 Russian hookers outside, Carl. I don't know what's going on.
What's going on?
Phil is just making an appearance.
Phil, thank you for being out here.
He's going crazy out here.
All right, we got to get out of the way, man, and clear our throat. Thanks to Barbara Dooley. If you missed her, first of all, I don't know why. Secondly,
she's in rare form again.
No doubt. She's online at odyssey.com. Go check out what Barbara had to say about Georgia, Texas. Thanks to Mike Griffith for joining us as well. Tomorrow, another big show for you starting at 2. Make sure you're here, man. We'll have a plethora of guests. We're going to be talking more about the weekend games. We get to the picks of the week. Did you see what I did last week?
3-0.
3-0.
I'm so proud of you.
Hey, Daddy, am I in first place yet? Am I in first place?
No, you're one game ahead of me.
I'm coming. All right.
You're not.
We'll get to all of that tomorrow and much more. Hey, thanks to everybody again out here. G-Money, appreciate you, our on-site engineer, Day-Day, our executive producer, and, of course, our man back at the studio, Big O. Chris, a bridge show tonight before they play Utah. Is that right, Big O? Two hours.
It's Turtle.
Okay, so stay tuned. He's got you covered. All right, Mike, we got to get out of the way, man. Tomorrow we're back in studio, guys. Lots to talk about. Mike Bell. Clear your throat.
Hey, man, hard times for Atlanta United. We brought Tata Martino back. Still got a very dysfunctional team, a lot of guys that are getting paid a lot of money that don't play well together. But big picture, MLS has announced, Carl, that they are eventually going to align, and it's going to start next season, 2027.
Really?
They are going to move, guys, from a summer into spring campaign. It's going to start in 2027, so the same schedule as the English Premier League, the Bundesliga.
Oh, wow.
All your major European leagues. You're going up against the NFL. Now, one could argue the hardcore soccer fans not watching the NFL, but some would say many have tried and many have died. The NBA just lost Christmas to the NFL. Don't think this is a really good idea, but that's where MLS is going with it. We're going to find out, but they're finally lined up with the rest of the soccer world starting in 27.
YouTube. Don't send me a coupon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply, in-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Pond, I don't want $20 off my bill. I want you guys to get it fixed. ESPN executives, do what you need to do and stop robbing us on these streaming services week in and week out. I paid to get the ESPN package so I could see all the great college games since you guys own all the great college games, and here I am flipping around trying to buy new streaming services.
Oh,
it's a ripoff. YouTube, get it fixed. Hey, if you love the show.
You tell your friends.
If you don't.
You've been trying to find Christina on the internet.
Really?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.